Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
End of year spectacular.
Yeah.
20 years here on The Rock. By the way, since we've been on the air today, believe it or not, Coach for Kids, another $1,000.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Smash
Thank
that,
you for that.
Way.
Please. Head to KISW.com if you can get $25 out of your pocket for a jacket for a kid who needs one here in Washington State. We would appreciate it.
Also, great work on everybody that got us up and over that hump before the Seahawks got started.
Oh, dude, that was Thank unreal, you. Man. That was unreal.
Thank you.
Didn't really matter until the end of the game, but yeah. Either way.
It was still, yeah. Glad we got the goal.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. On time.
Yeah.
So, which way are we headed now?
So, we are still winding down to the caller of the year, and so we're going to go with the runner-up right now. This is second place, and this comes to us all the way from way back. Why do I keep doing this to myself? This goes all the way back to April. And what this was, we tried
Good
something.
Month, April. I know, say April and Jeez. January seem to be represented.
Did you record anything else or just April?
They tend to be.
I think that's what happened.
That's when I was paying attention, you know.
That's when you were working.
So we tried something a little bit different when it came to the question of the day when we tried to bring people in. And we did something different to where it was, describe to us what the story is, leave the big part out, and we will guess the punchline.
Okay.
And so this one was like, what hit you, I believe is what it was. Tell us the story. Let us guess what hit you. And we got our story from our buddy Aaron here who nobody saw it coming. It took us entirely too long to get there.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
Tell us where you were, what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gents.
Hola.
So I was in Stanwood, and this is crucial to the end of the story, but I had just dropped off my best friend late at night, and it was probably one of the foggiest nights I've ever driven my vehicle in, and I know you're supposed to go a lot slower when there's fog. But I was still going 60 miles an hour because it was a highway. And all of a sudden, and right in front of me, I see this little white dot, you know? And then half a second later, this animal impacted my vehicle.
Owl.
Terran's goat.
Owl's a good call.
I would have killed for any of those options.
Oh, okay. Hang on. You're in Stanwood.
Tiny white dot.
Was it, in fact, white?
You're in Stanwood. Ah, someone's thinking.
Coyote.
Oh, man. Go bigger, bigger, bigger.
Elk. Oh,
Cougar.
You had an elk?
Same size, but close-ish. You're so close.
You hit a cow.
A deer.
No, you're close still.
So Jeez. It's not an elk. It's not a deer. It's in Stanwood. It can't be a moose. There's no moose in Stanwood.
No.
No, not unless you're transplanting
Was it a farm animal or a wild animal?
A farm animal, but can be wild if you tame it right.
A horse.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
Oh, you hit a horse?
You hit a horse?
Jesus. With your
car? So the reason the first part of the story is so important is this horse had escaped a broken fence piece and was just chilling in the middle of the highway.
Wow.
I had just dropped off my best friend, thank goodness, because this thing... I was going 60, like I told you. I should have been adjusting accordingly for, you know, weather conditions.
Are you on 5? Are you like in those backwoods in Stanwood?
Backwoods, 300 on the other side of the freeway.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of horses out there.
Now, yeah, okay. He knows.
Did this thing come into your windshield?
So not only did it come in through my windshield, this is why I said that it's
did the animal
go
through your windshield? Not
only did this thing come through my windshield, Dude, it sardine canned the entire roof of my Ford Focus off completely.
Well, it's a Ford Focus, man. What did you expect?
Well, I didn't expect to run into a horse.
That's fair. That is the fair statement.
Well, did the horse make it? Did the horse get up?
Bro, are you serious?
Well, you hit him with
it all went in slow motion like they show in the movies and stuff. Like, it was like, oh, this is a little white dot. Oh, one's like half a second later, but everything's going in slow motion. It's like, oh, no, that's a horse.
Man, when I... And then, wait, it ripped off the top of your car.
It ripped off the top of my car. Its head was facing towards the center of the line, so its head is the thing that I saw ripping through my windshield and sardine canning my...
Oh, my God.
But Miles
asked the mystery question. Did the horse make it?
Yes.
Take two guesses and the first one don't count, but yeah.
So the horse did not make it.
The horse did not make it. I was
did
told
you seriously
it
think that horse? Okay, was the horse still alive when you got out of your car?
No.
No.
It was making no noise.
Did you miss the story?
The horse was in his car.
They're big. He might have flipped over the top. It ripped the roof of his car off of his face.
I wish it would have flipped over the top.
How were you?
It came into my car, and it ripped the passenger seat of my vehicle out of my car. That's why that part of the story is so important. I just dropped off my
bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You think it would he died when a horse face smashed him in the chest and killed him. I did not expect that.
Good times. I bet that horse lived like that pug.
I'm sure the horse and the pug in the river are living together comfortably right now, man. There is no doubt, Miles. There is no doubt.
Gets a little weird in here.
It does.
Man, oh, man.
It does.
All right, where are we headed now?
Before we hit the caller of the year, I do want to skew over here real quick. Look, the three of you are absolutely hilarious, man. That is uncontested here in Seattle. You guys are absolutely funny. However, from time to time, the people that like to comment on this fine program just nail it on the head. Whether it is the YouTube comments, whether it is the folks that jump in on the text messages, you guys from time to time will tickle the people that are here in this room. And that happened earlier this year. Now, I have omitted the call because it was not very friendly to the one that made the call. However, I wanted to more capture the reaction that you had. This is the one that actually broke the men's room. This is the greatest comment of the year of 2025. This is a big setup for the greatest comment of the year.
I'm getting excited.
It's huge.
He hired an orchestra and everything. It's just the feeling I get that was on purpose. But in the melee, they knew they could get away with it. There's no reason I think that. I just think that if you got leg swab, that perhaps it was very much a purpose. And I wasn't even there. But I feel like if I were, I may have taken that opportunity to do the same thing.
The sweeping of said leg?
The sweeping. Upset leg.
Trip him.
So I just read the text. Yeah, that's a
warning.
Below that.
Warning.
Below that one.
Jesus Christ. Fair shout.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I really wish I could read that. Yeah,
save some.
Story you talked about earlier, Steve. We go to Kentucky and.
Come on.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Think about the rest of us, dude.
I know it's for a Kentucky doctor has agreed to have his license put on probation for 5 years after witnesses said he hit a patient during surgery in 2023, though he denies the allegations.
He hit a patient during surgery?
Sorry.
Hey,
the Kentucky Board of Medical Licensure signed and agreed to order. The order details the witness allegations and the actions taken by the hospital leadership in the license probation agreement. The incident occurred at the operating room on August 21st. Three witnesses, all employees, reported seeing Martin hit a patient during the incident. One witness said Martin was having trouble removing an instrument from a tube placed in a patient during his shoulder surgery. Quote, he pulled while his voice was getting elevated and finally pulled the suture grasper out. He then proceeded to hit the patient on the right side of their face with his hand, according to the witness. A second witness similarly reported that Marning was visibly upset because he was struggling to get the instrument out. And after that, he did finally remove it, then proceeded to punch the patient in the right side of the face. Martin yanked the instrument out and then hit the patient in the face, according to the order. I guess he's been suspended for a while. A witness said a choice of words was said by Martin, and multiple instruments were being asked were being taken out aggressively or attempted to. So either way,
again, as I read the story, the patient did not do anything. Right?
That is correct.
Come on.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes they nail it, man.
That might be... Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Okay. That is actually the funniest text I've ever heard. Okay, moving on. One more story real quick. A Kennewick man is in jail after allegedly punching a woman and grabbing her purse moments after she withdrew $250 from an ATM. The 24-year-old woman had gone to Bank of America on Kennewick Avenue to get some cash, according to court documents. Witnesses reported seeing a large man in black clothing run up to her, demanding the money, and then punch her in the face before stealing her purse. Witnesses said he then ran west. Officers, with the help of police dog, did follow the trail of cosmetics and other items and arrested one Eugene Banks in the backyard of a home. He did not have the purse or cash on him at the time, but the man appeared to match the woman's description of her assailant. He was arrested and put in jail in lieu of $100,000 bail.
Good. Come on, man.
Yeah. Our question, I can't believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody said, are you guys still laughing about that text? Can you please share it? I said, nope.
We would read it to you, but we can't.
It's hilarious. We can't share it. And then someone texted me the text. No, listen.
Did you see the one underneath it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And that's from somebody different. Jesus Christ. Everybody got
that. Was great radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that text. It was on point.
They pretty well nailed it.
They did.
Mike, we lived that in the office the other day.
Did we?
Yeah.
You weren't there. Oh, no, I was gone. Oh, no.
A different station was doing a live music thing in the...
Oh, yes.
Just someone walked by.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, a peace layer there is...
Save some for the rest of his money.
Say that. You can hear the
screen. Just went and talked to me.
Walking down the hallway.
It sounds
a little nerdy, and then I turn around and see them. They walk by. Thrill says it. I'm just like, I'm not.
I can't do it.
Right, that was the comments of the year, but I'm like, dude, we just relived it. That might be the same guy.
And the thing is that I would have left the call in there. The person is a very nice person. They called it a couple times.
Absolutely, yeah.
The story was just so lackluster compared to what we're used to. It wasn't quite there. And it went on for a hot second there, like no disrespect whatsoever, but that text just tickled the right spot. I'm sorry, we still can't say it on the air. I hope that we've been
perfect. Well, you can't say the word.
They encapsulated it.
It's baseball. They play, 162 games a year?
Yeah.
Sometimes in the middle of July, the boys are going to have a little laugh about it. We're doing 300 of these.
Yes, all right, we're doing a little more. We're doing a little more here.
All right, it is time to crown the Toothless Don Collar of the Year. And for this, we're going to go all the way back to not very long at all. We're going to go back to September when our friend Marty called in. Marty needed to take something and then didn't, and then called in. So
time to go back in time.
Time.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah. Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, thrill, my friend. I have things and words to say, and I promise this time, third time's a charm, I say. This little kitchen witchy-witch will not say those words for you, sir, because I respect you too much, and this is indeed your house, and I always listen to the captain, and I have got quite the tale. Lots of it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, what do you want?
Right?
Yeah, what do you got? What is that?
Exactly, because what am I, right?
No, what is the drug you're on? This is amazing.
I'm not. That's the problem. Oh. The problem is, mom is off her meds. But I've lived my whole life as a nurse's daughter, a cop starter, and I work in healthcare itself, Swedish hospital last time. Yep, know them all. Talk about the Rolodex of the gods. I know everyone and God. I was the board liaison to their board of directors, publicly traded. Look them up. I don't have to tell you what big Seattle companies are already board members. And yeah, they like me too. Because why? Even the psychotic chocolatists, we're all a little nutty. All of us, toxic Avengers, lots of baggage. But what do we do?
What did they say they were going to talk about?
We deal with it.
Hold on for one second. Hold on. I'll put you on hold.
Inform me that the mood stabilizers ended up in the trash.
Currently,
yeah, on the way to go.
Currently,
on the way to go.
That explains so much. So, Marty, what ended up in the trash?
Well, the medication that is the mood stabilizer, indeed, was definitely prescribed to me by my very good Jessica. Don't matter. She works at where? Lifeheart, whatever. Look it up.
We don't need to look anything up. We believe it.
Exactly. Now you hear me. So she sent me what? The big guns, because she knows if I say that word, like everyone else, what am I saying? Crisis. Manic. Panic. So we don't know. But she's prescribed me the very thing I need right now, which is an antipsychotic. Could be Tourette's, probably. I do voices, by the way. Waiting for my invitation.
No.
We don't need a voice.
Wait, why is your medication in jail? Why is your medication in jail?
You promised.
You knew it was
you lied. And you promised and you lied.
You're out. Three strikes.
Why'd you sing on my ass?
Wow.
I don't want any of that.
Keep those words in mind when calling.
I don't want any of that.
Promise breaker.
So what exactly did she explain to you? Because I tracked with absolutely
nothing.
That was
a woman, not a man. Sorry.
I didn't understand. I had to listen to her story like three different times to get the actual meat of it. Because same thing with me. She just went off. Just started going.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple passes just to get the name, and then I finally got the story after that, which was her mood stabilizer ended up in the trash by somebody. It might have been her. Okay. It might have been somebody else.
Okay.
Ended up in the trash. So now
she's I believe that.
On her way to get new medications.
Thank God.
Antipsychotic.
So, yeah.
That is how she said it.
She's got a lot of
narcotic.
A lot of bullet points to hit.
Yeah, I got that.
I've been working on this stuff.
I hope that stuff is instant release. Please don't be like one of those
dude,
things.
Don't
like,
make a time.
Liquefy that and just inject it right in
chew
there.
Chew that pill up.
It needs to work. It needs to be like an EpiPen.
Even if they tell you not to chew it, chew it.
Is there like an EpiPen of sanity? Like, so you just jabber and like in an instant, like, whoa. Clarity of mind, man.
I was back and forth on whether or not that one was going to make it.
No, perfect.
Like,
no, that was great.
That was bad.
There's nothing wrong with that until she cast.
Yeah, and she proved it.
Wow, I would say there was nothing wrong with it.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining. There was something wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with the call. And she was kind of proof that she needed whatever drugs she was talking.
I understand. Well,
I agree. And you can look it up.
Yeah, you can. Look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Everything I'm telling you, look it up.
That's right.
Everything's I'm lying about everything. Look it up.
We believe you.
It's Tuesday.
Fun,
look it up.
She's fun.
Wow. Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803.
Don't worry. That's the only surprise so far today.
Not her specifically, but I've talked to her in a bar before.
Have you?
Yeah, but you don't know it until they start talking.
Yeah, and they start talking and talking, and you're just like, how do I get up and just move bar stools?
There's a woman who, she frequents the bus stop outside of the watering hole, right?
Yep.
She never has a cigarette, but will always bomb a cigarette from me. And look, I don't mind giving you my cigarette, but the other day, this weekend, I went outside, I saw her. She was not looking at me, and I decided to walk all the way around the back of the bar. And everyone's like, why'd you go run back? I said, I just don't want to talk to her. It's not that she's mean. It's nothing like that. The problem is, because she looks normal. Now I can see some telltale signs, but when she first walked up, like a year ago, I'm like, sure, you can have a cigarette. You mind if I sit down on the bench next to you? I'm like, no, go ahead. I regretted that.
Yeah.
Because she started talking, and then she wouldn't stop talking. And much like that call, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I don't want to do this again.
When I smoked, Ted, one of the best things about going outside was the fact that we could just sit there. We didn't have to say a word. We just stand there and just you just want to decompress and chill out.
Yeah, it's like King of the Hill.
And yep. There's a few people that come up and you're like,
oh no.
Ah, this, you've just ruined my relaxation. Mm. You've just ruined my reset.
Like, one of them used to work here.
Yes. And it's just like,
not here, but in the building.
It's like, man, that's the worst. It's like,
oh yeah.
You're right. Ruining my relaxation.
Because I would see this particular individual and pull out my phone and talk to no one just so he'd leave me alone. Yeah. Because otherwise he'd come over and talk, but he's one of those dudes, you're on the phone as far as he knows. He'll still stand like 2 feet away from you, waiting for you to hang up your call. And it's just like, this. What are you not getting, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I don't like you, and the thing is I don't, but I don't want to say that.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK. Okay. Color of the year, the color of the 20
that
years.
That was the color of the year there.
That was the color of the year.
We got one more
color
coming up.
Of what, the 20 years?
Wait, what do we have coming up next?
It's everybody's favorite, man. We got one segment left to do. We save the best for last each and every year. We got Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy.
TTM. That's coming up next on our end of year spectacular.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, here we are, wrapping it all up on our end of year spectacular.
Yes,
20
indeed.
Years on the rock.
Fantastic.
Good times. Mike, you want to say some words?
You know what? Yeah. Before we get into the very last segment, I wanted to thank you guys once again for another phenomenal year, a great 2025. Thank you guys for letting me come on up here and put on another fun end of the year spectacular. It has been my absolute pleasure. Thank you to everybody there that joined us up on YouTube, everybody out there that helps us be here each and every day, each and every year. Thank you guys so very, very much.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, just thank you. Seriously, I talk too much. Like, just, it's awesome. We've been doing it for 20 years. Mike's been here for 10. Just thank you to everybody.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought we got one more
thing prepared.
I thought about it.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Team Time Out, guy.
Okay.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids? Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Sam. So, what did you inherit from your parents?
Well, it doesn't sound as bad as the last guy I had, but I got crooked teeth, and I also hate my freckles.
Freckles? Who's got freckles, your mom or your dad?
Mostly my dad.
Okay. Are they all over the place or just your face?
Pretty much everywhere. I have a nice tan line, so just on the back of my hands and my forearms and face, mostly.
Well, are you a ginger?
No.
You're
my
not.
My brother's ginger, but I'm not.
So what are you, like a blonde, like Sandy Brown? You're basically
brown.
A redhead. That's what it is. You're just getting that. You're getting the skin from your dad.
Captain Freckles. And you say the crooked teeth as well.
Do you burn easy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think that's the redhead gene in you, even though your hair's not exactly red.
Well, it's the Irish anyway. It's Northern European, at least.
Yeah, because they don't see the sun much. But you said you also have the crooked teeth.
Yeah. Well, in counting baby teeth pulled, I've had around 14 teeth pulled growing up, so I got to avoid braces, but
no, there's nothing left to put the wires on.
Did you say counting baby teeth?
Yeah, I had to have baby teeth pulled out, and then they pulled out some of the adult teeth underneath them as well.
Were they just too many teeth you had in your mouth?
The right amount of teeth, just my mouth wasn't big enough for them all. I mean, I have a full smile now. There's no gaps. It's just,
You got a tiny little mouth.
So wait, how many teeth do you have in your mouth?
I don't know. I mean, it's plenty, it seems.
No one's ever going to talk about your teeth. That's one thing that people really don't like to touch on as far as any kind of hygiene thing with someone else.
Well, when I mention it, people say my teeth look nice. So,
have you had any work done to them?
No braces or anything. It's just,
so they had to remove normal teeth that we all have, but your mouth is so tiny. They had to leave you with a certain
My jaw's just a little shorter than it should be. It's just, maybe my teeth are big, I don't know.
You were so happy when sliders started getting taken over, weren't you? They started coming up at me like, oh, it's a little hamburger for my little tiny mouth and my tiny teeth.
No, I don't have issues with that.
I'm just kidding, man.
But if you were to smile, it would just look like a normal smile. We wouldn't think like, man, his mouth looks tiny.
These 100-calorie snack packs are great. Just enough for my little mouth.
You ever look at the quarter-pound big bite and just wish?
No, my mouth looks completely normal. Don't worry about that.
I cannot do a club sandwich. Or a Big Mac.
Don't ever go to the Carnegie Deli. Right. It's summing up for normal people. But your small mouth.
A little tiny mouth.
Oh, we're taking a test.
For better or worse.
He doesn't even eat hot dogs. He just eats pizza and like
it. He's his little Vienna sausages. A little tiny wiener.
Oh, yeah, what a cocktail wiener.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
That he loves those carrots.
He is so happy that he called right now.
Get those asses. I don't have a small mouth. Stupid.
You're right. Those 100-calorie snack packs are right there in his wheelhouse.
Oh, man.
It's a little tiny Oreo. It'll fit right in.
He's like a chipmunk. Juice box.
What if we had to get some tiny spoons?
How long do you think it needed a piece of corn on the cob?
Those mini cupcakes started coming out.
God damn it. He loves corn from Chinese restaurants.
Oh, it's not the Jimmy and
Todd in the corn. Todd in the corn.
Sorry, man.
You don't have a tiny mouth. Man.
Oh, man, we are horrible people. God.
For better or for worse.
You're just working so hard on that little tiny corn.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours did you hope to not pass down to your kids?
Is this a normal tomato? Share it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, he said, I had the right amount of teeth, I just didn't fit my tiny mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Are we good?
I don't know.
Here's the best part about the tiny Asian corn. Is that he has normal hands, and it's a little corn on the cob, and he's eating it with his tiny mouth. And yeah, you're right, Miles. I picture him eating everything with his hands right there.
Holy crap, dots.
Gave me a ton of ice cream pellets.
Oh, man. Oh. All right. By the way.
Sweet, are those cheesecake bites? Yeah. I ate so much. I had 4 sliders. 2 cheesecake bites.
Oh, man.
We still in the air?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. Yeah,
gotta, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I heard someone say a tiny mouth.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I'll stretch that out. Oh, you're a guy. Sorry, my bad.
What if he gets rid of the slideshow?
If you get rid of the slideshow, buddy, I'll stretch that mouth out of here. Let's just take a break. This is a disaster. For better or worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents? And what trait of you?
I didn't know we went to the karaoke well.
That was that's bad.
Yeah, that guy is going to murder me if I ever see him in person.
Yeah, Ted even said earlier during the break, I can't believe no one's punched me in the face.
I was so mean to him.
Okay, that's it, guys. I just want to say thank you so much. As Ozzy would say, we love you. And appreciate you, man, and be safe and have a wonderful holiday and New Year.
Yeah, be safe.
Yes, indeed, man. When we get back to you, it'll be 2026. Whatever happened this year, let's just try to make it better somehow. In the meantime, we be all up out in this bitch. So until next year, please do what you do for Aletha's sake. Stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.